Hello, and welcome to another episode of Temporal Culture War, a bonus episode, in fact, where we normally dig into what the hell was going on in America or in the early 2000s while we watch Star Trek Enterprise. But today, we imagine, on October 3rd, 2001, you could be watching the Star Trek Enterprise episode Fight or Flight.
You could be. By the way, I'm Clayton Ashley. Did you say?
I didn't say that at all. It's a bonus episode. They know who we are, Clayton.
I know,
I'm Maddie Lachansky. That's Clayton Ashley. You could be watching Fight or Flight, which is like the weird First Contact episode, I believe.
Was that the one with the caves? And
it's with the Xenar, who are like the slugs.
The slugs? I've
already forgotten this episode. Completely. That's crazy. It's episode 3 of Star Trek of Enterprise.
That's but not the Impreg episode, so I don't remember.
It is not the Impreg episode. So you could be watching that episode that we've already forgotten, even though we watched it a couple months ago. Or you could be watching the non-canonical West Wing 9/11 special that aired the same night.
Speaking of what the hell was going on in the culture in early 2000s.
Jesus. It is the episode is called Isaac and Ishmael. It is technically episode 1 of season 3 of the West Wing, but it does not
get listed as episode 0.
Yeah. Whoa, that makes it sound so much cooler than it is. It's on HBO Max. It's like episode 1.
Exactly.
HBO or Max, which is of course the place to watch HBO.
To place this in context for the my unfortunate people who subjected themselves to The West Wing when it was not even airing. I watched it afterwards, but this episode came right after Two Cathedrals, the end of the second season, which is an episode that is, if I recall, legitimately good because it's the president wrestling with like God in a cathedral, and he has this really great monologue where he just shouts at God. And I remember that being good, but then again, after rewatching this episode specifically, I'm astonished at what this show was. I have to be straight up, like, I can't believe some of the things that they say on this episode.
Yeah, it's crazy bones. This episode is Aaron Sorkin. I have to imagine the big man wrote this one. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
And I have to imagine this is like Aaron Sorkin just wrestling with himself in a way that is so annoying. And then he's having an argument with himself. It's like a four-way argument with himself, and all four sides are incorrect, which is sort of an incredible. And meanwhile, there's like one guy who kind of gets it right and basically is only getting yelled at. And the episode is like, well, maybe this guy was right, but then by the end of the episode they're like, no, nobody was right. And it's like, well, okay, well, we had, well, there was a structural critique about
what's that Coen Brothers movie
Burn After Reading.
Yeah, what do we learn today?
nothing. do the episode ends. Great movie. The best movie about the war on terror.
Yeah, actually.
We're not going to get into the culture, what was going on outside of this episode, like we normally would, because we already covered it in an episode that we did already on this episode.
It's also so dense with systemic issues to talk about.
Oh, there's so much to talk about, Clayton.
And weirdly... And it's not like this isn't something that, you know, starting a podcast like this, we couldn't think was a chance.
No.
But it really feels like the early aughts this last week.
Yeah, it's early aught o'clock out here these days. I was actually, I was thinking about it a lot watching this episode because the whole time they are interrogating a Persian gentleman.
Yes.
Because they're just like, we've decided Iran is also bad in this episode. And it's just like, yeah, that's right. They've been beating this drum for so long. We finally were bombing Iran now in 2025. That's the long, and people have been remarking about like how similar this is to that time now in terms of like, oh, we're just like straight up heading to this like stupid war for no reason.
The media suddenly switches a brain, like a hind brain on to like rah, rah.
And, but like everyone was like, you know, it's actually kind of remarkable that like we're skipping the part where they like George Bush had to go out and tap dance in front of us for a year about it.
Yeah. And testifying in Congress and those things. Yeah.
And it's, I mean, it's for a couple of, and as far as I can figure it, it's for a couple of reasons. And one is that the information ecosystem is completely fucking broken and has been, and everything is broken and everything. And there's no trust in any institution. So what's the point? No one cares. But the other thing that I was thinking about watching this was like, oh, they don't have to do the song and dance again because we're still operating on the song and dance that they started 20 years ago. Like we are, they're still like, it could, because the people in politics and the people in the news are all the same people still. They've not rotated out. They, we like, we live in a gerontocracy for better.
Yeah, that's,
or for, I think worse. Yeah. And like, you know, all the people in politics that were, that were out there being like, we should bomb Iran or whatever, even though they didn't get away with it that time. They never, like, they were not drummed out of public life or politics, except for maybe John Bolton.
Yeah. But,
like, you know, there was a poll I saw today that was like, the favorables of going to war against Iran. It was unfavorable 85% favorable 5. And I guess 10 people don't care, which is an insane thing.
Yeah, which I think people point out is like similar to if you poll people on like gonorrhea.
Cool. Like, it's great. Great. Yeah. So
yeah, it's been surreal how there is that, like, I thought it was like, I thought there was more propaganda last time, and it's, yeah, you're exactly right. It's like we're still living in that ecosystem. And also there's a weird thing going on where in some ways maybe it was more an operation of from the executive branch to media.
Yeah.
This time there's almost a little bit of a from the media to the executive branch flow.
I mean, yeah, there was that story that came out that was like, Trump saw on Fox News how much Israel was getting like good vibes from the Fox News hosts about bombing Iran, and Trump wanted credit, which is pretty cool.
Nightmare
way to operate
world.
The government.
Yeah. Yeah. But how was it back in 2001?
How was it in 2001? Things were bad. Well, yeah. Do you want
to
get into
West Wing was going to premiere in like December. Just they had to like all clear on deck.
Yeah.
Throw the book out. We have to do this.
Oh, yeah. And you can,
in,
I mean,
record time.
What's crazy to me is you definitely cannot tell they wrote and filmed this episode in fucking 7 hours. That's for sure. I'd have no idea. It's just like 5 people giving a speech to a room full of children who don't speak in one room. And then Bartlett like toddles in and is like, have you seen my peanut butter? And then the episode ends. Like, that's what a cool episode.
It's very dumb. So we start is like an FBI office.